Are we going to war with Venezuela? Like, if you guys didn't know, Trump sent down a bunch of warships, and they're sitting right out in Venezuela's front yard right now. They got 4,000 Marines. 4,000 Marines. You guys understand the damage that 4,000 Marines and those warships can do? It's insane. They have every capability at their hands right now. All of it. All the capability. All of it. And Maduro, the president of Venezuela, he's so scared, he said they mobilized 4.5 million militia. Marines are America's 911 force in readiness. That's what we do. That's what we do. When you have problems, you call the Marines. They're down there right now, ready to kick some ass. They trained in 29 Palms, nice and hot, nice and pissed. They have not been able to fire a shot in anger. Probably most of them, their entire careers. So they're ready to go. And they'll take some Venezuelan food on the way in and the way out. Okay? Now, Trump sent the ships down there and the Marines down there because Maduro, he's playing games. He keeps sending stuff back to the, you know, southern border right here, you know, Mexico, California, Texas, whatever. People, drugs. Yeah. So, you know, what do you guys think? You think we're going to war? You think anything's going to happen? I think we're going to be just fine. I think we're going to be just fine. But that's why, you know, this is what I voted for. I support this move fully, 100%. I don't think it's got anything to do with oil. I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a second. I'm thinking that Venezuela's going to fold. They're going to fold. And by the way, they got the Colombians right there. And if you guys didn't know, the Colombians have a Colombian Marine Corps, which the United States Marine Corps stood up, trained up, all of that. But drop a comment. Let me know what you guys think.